Hey guys, thanks for checking out another White Sheep Media podcast. This episode is sponsored by ShopTheSheep.com. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to follow our podcast. Hope you enjoy the episode. All right. Unfortunately, we got some really bad news today. Today we're going to talk about the next movie in the Rebel Moon series. It looks like they're going to probably go to a third one after this. So the torture continues. Rebel Moon Part 2 today. The movie is not great. You know, the last one wasn't good. We didn't have a good report, despite being like a movie you would think would be good.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder, you know, got plenty of, like, the movie, the way it's made, it looks like it would be a good movie. It's just not. And there's plenty of time in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't recommend it. It's on Netflix. If you want to see it, you know, go see it. It's, for me, I'm gonna lead and say, I'm gonna give it a 5. What do you got, Mark?
I thought it was utterly terrible.
Okay.
Listen, I think I texted you after this. I was like, this is the worst and this is the worst movie I've seen since we saw Madam Web.
Yeah.
I hated it. Mm. I have to give it higher points over Madam Web because at least there's action happening. At least things happen in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a 3.5.
That's awful.
I thought this was painfully bad. And unintentionally hilarious. I haven't laughed at a movie this bad. It's been a long time. I actually just don't waste. Listen, if you already have Netflix, obviously you're not at a loss. You already have Netflix. You don't really have to waste your time with the movie. I don't recommend you do. I thought it was awful. And you said, we get a part 3. Yeah. Look, I'll review part 3. I'll see. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll review it.
Painfully.
Yes. I am checked out of Rebel Moon and anything associated with Rebel Moon going forward. I really want nothing more to do with this. I think I said in the last review, I think I gave that a 5 or so. I thought it was really mediocre.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, look, maybe part 2 has to come out swinging for me to really get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a worse movie than part 1. don't recommend.
Yeah, it's really bad. The part that got me, and I kind of felt like it was going to do it, but I was hopeful that it wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wanted it to redeem itself for me, but more for you, just because I knew how bad you thought it was. But when the guy's like, I was afraid of losing you, I was like, this is corny. I've got to turn it off.
This is some of the... the dialogue was horrible. Yeah, man, I caught myself laughing really hard at a few scenes in this movie.
Yeah,
and I typically don't do that, even at a bad movie. But yeah, and apparently, like Zack Snyder likes to release longer cuts of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's an R-rated version. Look, I don't care. I'm not gonna watch it. Sorry, I just don't care. I don't care if like he comes out with part 1, it's rated R, and there's blood flying. Like whatever. I don't care about the characters. The story's awful. Yeah, I have no investment anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
Man.
If it ever comes to light, that is.
Look, this, even though you're saying you're giving this higher than Madam Web, this review sounds worse than Madam Web to
me. It does. Yeah, I know. It does. I think Madam Web's funny too because it's bad. Mm-hmm. But this was like, I just felt like watching this was just painful. It was so hard to get through, to be honest. Yeah, I know it sounds worse. Madam Web is a worse movie. It really is.
Yeah.
Even though we're only giving this a point higher than that. It's still terrible.
Okay. Well, there you guys have it. I mean, as far as the director, you know, it's Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Cast hasn't changed. You guys can go back and listen to the first one. Pretty much the same folks. Ed Skrein is the main guy that is the big guy in there for me.
Yep.
You know, there's some other big name actors in here. Yeah, like I said, it should be much better than it is based on what they have available to them and kind of the special effects and just like the money that probably went into making this, it should be much better.
Yeah. You know, I always liked, I think originally Snyder pitched this as like a more violent Star Wars. That's, I said this in our part one. That's cool. That's a, it's a cool idea. Don't get me wrong. Zack Snyder is a visual director. He, there's some cool, there's moments in the movie that look kind of cool. But yeah, when you have failed, like, I mean, completely fallen on your face with like making any kind of compelling characters, part one had zero, none of that. So yeah, going into part two, you do get the backstory for some of these people. But they're all their backstory is like, we were also attacked by the, I guess it was the Imperials is their name.
Yeah.
I can't really remember, but they were like, oh, my home world was attacked by Imperials. And that's all it is, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you just really still don't get much. So, yeah, the characters, when you're not invested in the characters, it's hard to get invested in really what's going on. Yeah. And you should be invested in these characters because the plot of this is basically them defending that their, that planet.
Mm-hmm.
From them taking all the, you know, from them taking their harvest.
Yeah.
So you should care, but you really don't.
Yeah. Well, there you guys have it. I mean, we won't waste too much more time on this one.
I was going to point out, okay, I wanted to point out like a few things.
Okay.
I just thought were so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously quick plot synopsis. This is, takes place after part one. All right. They have to defend their home world from the Imperials coming to take their harvest. Okay. Here's something that really jumped out at me watching this. Mm-hmm. Anthony Hopkins' android is the most wasted character I think I've ever seen in anything.
Yeah.
He just decides to show up halfway through and destroy a whole battalion of soldiers. He's just an unstoppable killing machine. And I guess the whole time he's just been sitting back watching what's going on and says, oh, I'm going to jump in. Yeah, right here. When this tank is about to just murder everybody. He literally, he's like indestructible.
Yeah.
Like their weapons can't hurt him. He could have jumped in like any time before then.
Yeah.
Also too, like they, was it Skeer or Screen?
Ed Screen.
Yeah. Yeah. His villain. Okay. Which by the way, this is called the Scar Giver. It is the most lame reason ever. So when Sophia Boutella fought him at the end of the first movie,
mm-hmm.
she gave him a scar on his chest. So he calls her the Scar Giver.
And that's the title of the movie.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. 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 And then also, like, you know, towards the end when they're about to, when they realize that she's on their ship.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, well, we have her. We have really what we need. Let's destroy the whole planet or whatever. Or let's destroy the whole harvest. And the guy's like, but sir, the harvest. He's like, forget about that. It's like, but that's what you wanted in the first place. You're just going to blow it up with all your missiles,
right?
You idiot. Yeah. I really thought, I will say the only thing I really liked about the movie was when the dreadnought's like plummeting towards the planet and they're fighting.
Oh, yeah.
And she chops his head off with the saber. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool, it's over. Like, we have a finite, he's dead. We have a finite ending. And then the very end, they're like, So her backstory, obviously, we knew in the first movie she was a part of the bad guys originally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the princess she was watching over died.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, you get a line of dialogue at the end where the guy that was in Blood Diamond, I can't remember his name, he plays the guy that they got from the Gladiator world in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, you thought the princess was dead? Well, she's alive. Or something dumb like that.
Yeah.
And so it sets up a third movie. It's just like, ugh. It's lame. I like Zack Snyder. I like some of his movies, especially his earlier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he should cut his losses here and just move on. Like, I don't think anybody cares about Rebel Moon anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it's just time to be like, hey, look, you tried this thing. It didn't pan out. I don't think anybody wants more movies. So I think we should just move on.
So you mean Zack Snyder should just stop making movies or stop making Rebel Moon?
Stop making Rebel Moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's really just dying to get the next Rebel Moon, man. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's, it is, as the kids say, dead ass awful. Or it's dog water, as they say.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah. It is.
The
it
gaming was, community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I was when we did our first review or for part one, and I remember saying like I paused the movie and was shocked there was 20 minutes left and nothing was going on or we haven't established anything. I was horribly sad when I paused this movie and there was still like an hour left.
Yeah.
And I was like, crap.
Still gotta watch the rest of this. Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't review this one.
Even movies like this, I still like talking about them.
Yeah.
You know, I think Snyder had a good idea with this whole thing. Mm-hmm. The concept is good. Like, you want to make a more violent Star Wars sci-fi thing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But it just, he didn't execute it well. We're two movies deep now. I'm totally checked out. I don't know if anyone really cares.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think anybody really wants a third one, so...
You know what it makes me think of?
What's that?
That Tropic Thunder where Tom Cruise is the executive and the movie's not panning out.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, you gotta get somebody down there to fix that. That's kind of what this is. We gotta get somebody to turn this Rebel Moon series around. But I think the damage is done now. I don't know if there's any fixing it.
He's got cool ideas in the movie. Like, I like the weaponry and the outfits and stuff. Some things in it are kind of neat, but you gotta have an interesting story and characters for it to really work.
No doubt. And I just, man, I feel like we're past the point of no return. It just, it just didn't work out. Something in there just, it's not a good movie.
No.
It's not a good series of movies.
No, not at all.
It's a good thing it came out on Netflix because box office bomb.
That's an interesting discussion too. Yeah. If this had released in theaters, I wonder how well, considering how mediocre part one was, I wonder how well part two would have even done.
Oh man, yeah, it wouldn't even.
And a lot of people have watched it on Netflix. It was like in the top 10 or something as far as like, I think Netflix will tell you like what's being watched.
Yeah.
And I think Rebel Moon has been watched by a lot of people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it like, I mean, that doesn't mean it's good, but.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Definitely doesn't make it good. Just makes it available, I guess, and people are bored.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I don't have anything else to say about this one.
Yeah, no, same here. I am Rebel Mooned out.
I'm Rebel Mooned out. But I will watch the third one.
Yes. Yeah, I will too, actually.
All right. We got some more coming up soon for you guys. Arcadian and Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yes.
See you on the next one.
See you guys.